Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Bernita Adams-Robinson joins us this morning. And, you know, it's holiday time, and where you see people so happy and giddy and moving and shopping and family and doing everything. It is very stressful during the holidays, and some people are actually really depressed during the holiday. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful, Twanda. How are you?
Wonderful. You know what? I used to be stressed out during the holidays, and I wrote this piece. I wrote this blog 1 year about I hate Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And that was the title of it. But what I did was describe all the stuff that made me not like the holiday season. And it was just all the demands on my time as far as work, demand for my children, being a single mom, trying to shop, not having enough money. I mean, it was a whole bunch of stuff. And then, but then at the end, I told how God just kind of pulled me in and loved on me and said, my daughter, you do not have to do all of this for this holiday season to make yourself happy, to make other people happy. I want you to focus on the reason for the season and family and love and all of that. So I really had to learn how to work through the season where I wasn't just bananas, you know?
And I think that's a good way to put it. You were bananas.
Yeah, yeah.
And what you've just described amazingly are the key guidelines on why people stress during the holidays. A recent survey came out with the top five reasons that people stress. Amazingly, and these percentages are staggering. 67% stress because they don't have time to do everything that's in their mind to do. 62% because they don't have enough money to do what they would like to do. 53% because they buy into the commercialism.
The hype of it.
The hype. 47% because of gift giving. And 44% because of family gatherings.
Wow.
Now, when you look at that list, what on that list is not controllable?
Every bit of it is.
Every bit. So basically what that tells me is you're stressing yourself out because of you.
Yeah.
Not because someone else is telling you to. Now, might they expect you to do these things for them? If that's what you've done in the past, then yes. You have trained people to expect certain things from you. And you teach people how to treat you. So if you have taken it to the upteenth level on doing what you have done in the past that stressed you out to make other people happy or to meet some kind of goal, then yes, now they expect it of you. But there's no law that says you must give them what they expect.
You know, one thing that I really, and my biggest stressor in this thing was time. Because everybody wants you to come host, come do their party, or even just come through, you know. And then I had kids who were doing basketball, and this is when the kids were really young. I mean, they're 27 and 30 now, but just running around trying to get all of their stuff done. And you got church, you got your family, you got your husband. And what I started doing is, and I have like 5 or 6 weeks vacation. So I use as much as I can during the year. Y'all see how much I do, I travel. But during, at the end of the year, I go, how many weeks do I have left? And I take those weeks in December.
Wonderful.
So a lot of times I'm sitting at the house watching TV. I might be you know what I'm saying? And now that the kids are older, I can use that time to do other things. But it was truly the lack of time for me.
Wow.
Yeah. It wore me out.
And that's one of the, I've categorized people who allow this season to get the best of them in three categories. One is the busybody. And what you're explaining is the busybody. Got so much to do and so little time to do it. The other is the outdoer. That's the person who will spend, max out credit cards, do everything, max out spending limits because they want to outdo somebody else. They've got to have the biggest display on the block. They've got to give the biggest and best gifts. They've
got to
throw the biggest party. And they've got to do. And then you have the pessimist that ranges from just getting a little bit irritated by the holidays to clinically depressed during the holidays. It's to the point now that there is actually a syndrome associated with holiday stress called seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
And people literally, it's almost a chemical reaction to the holiday season.
Wow.
That is amazing to me.
Yeah, the also a part of that outdoors is, you know, like certain people I would just think about and say, oh, I love this. I'm going to get it for them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, but I didn't get you anything. I got to go get. I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
That is not why I'm giving you this gift.
There you go.
I'm just giving this gift because I thought about you. Please don't get me anything.
Right, right. And that outdoer is based, I mean, they will go into the season with money saved,
mm-hmm.
credit card looking good. December 31st comes and they are maxed to the limit.
Woo.
Because they have to outdo. Because if you got me something, I got to get you
right.
something. If you got me this, I got to get something better.
Mm-hmm.
If my sister's going to get mama this,
I've got to top
I've
that.
I've got to outdo
yes,
her.
Okay? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If my cousin is going to get auntie this,
mm-hmm.
then I need to get this.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. And the busybody can be an outdoor and over and overdrive.
I'm not. Mm-mm.
But the busybody can also be a people pleaser.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never wanting to say no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything that, and like, and I'll take your life is an example of how you can take a frazzled situation and reel it in. You got the career.
Exactly.
You're asked to speak all over Atlanta mm-hmm. and outside of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your family, your son, your husband. You've got church obligations. And then you've got you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got obligations to you.
To myself, right.
To yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It is so easy when you're looking at career obligations, family obligations, church obligations, personal obligations, social obligations, to say, okay, they got this. I got to say yes.
Mm-mm.
If I say no, they're going to get hurt. If I say no,
yeah.
they're going to be mad. Who
yeah.
cares?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to do what is going to make you enjoy this season or help you enjoy the season.
Right.
Too many of us have gotten so entrenched in the commercial hype,
mm-hmm.
in the people-pleasing, and I got my face has to be seen at the best social engagements. I've got to show up and show out.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's not what this season is about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest issues we have with the depressive, overtasked holiday season is we have gotten our focus off of the reason for this.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we
my
don't look
goodness.
At, why are we celebrating?
Mm-hmm.
What are we celebrating?
We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yes, the stores are going to maximize, I think, almost every retailer in the U.S. and probably international.
Girl, they started before Halloween now.
Yes. At first, you saw it right after Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and then now you see it before sure. Halloween even gets here. They're still mm-hmm. putting out Halloween decor.
Right.
When they start to talk about Christmas
mm-hmm,
decor.
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to maximize the height
Absolutely.
Of the holiday to maximize their bottom line profits? Of course
mm-hmm,
they are.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be business-minded if they did not. But does that mean you have to buy into every hype, statement, persona, perception
mm-hmm.
out there? You do not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you've got to make a decision. How do you get through this season and still have your sanity on January 1st?
Yes.
So some just simple things I want to go through. For the busybody,
mm-hmm.
it's very simple. Slow down. Just slow down.
Say no. Say no.
Say no. And guess what? If you have taught people to treat you as though you owe them
right.
your time,
mm-hmm.
your
mm-hmm.
talent, your commitment, then you need to retrain some folks.
Yes. And yourself.
And yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And it starts with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to retrain your mind and say, you know something? I can say no and I won't die.
Yeah.
Guess what? I can say no and somebody else won't die.
Right. It's going to be all good. Believe it.
It's going to be all good.
Yes. Yeah, and I had to learn how to say no.
Say what now?
I just had to learn how to say no.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that the most wondrous two-letter word
yes,
in
it
the
is.
English language?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
But it seems to be the hardest word for some people.
For some
say.
People, it really is. I just couldn't say no.
They asked
me to bake 10 pies, and I said, and what did you do? She said, I just couldn't say no. I said, well, you know what? You on your own. I am not helping you peel potatoes for 10 pies. I can't do it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm busy. And this is somebody not even in my family.
Wow.
But she couldn't say no.
And then came to you for help.
Yes. And I was like, I don't have time to help you peel potatoes for 10 minutes. You should have said no. I guarantee you they would have found somebody else to do it. At least you could have said, can I do 5 pies? And you find somebody else to do
there
5 pies.
You
know?
Compromise.
Yes.
Compromise. Mm-mm. And honestly, for that busybody people pleaser,
yeah,
that's an awesome strategy right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't say a complete no, say something to compromise.
Right. I can only do.
There you go.
Right. That's part one of my conversation with Dr. Bernita Adams Robinson. Part two is coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Business in the Black.